Good afternoon, everyone. Today's event is indeed remarkable, as we will be launching the Arugas sa Batang May Cancer Initiative, a web-based pediatric palliative care service provider in the Philippines. So I'd like to thank you all for coming today to witness this event. We really appreciate your presence this afternoon. I am Jolene Bagas from the University of the Philippines Open University, and I'm going to be your host for today's program. This project, funded by the Philippine Council for Health Research and Development, will be implemented by the UP Open University and the Philippine Children's Medical Center, in collaboration with the Department of Health and Ruth Foundation for Palliative Care and Education, to provide patients, caregivers, and other healthcare providers an accessible means to information, services, and experts related to palliative care through an online platform. So to formally welcome all of us this afternoon, may we call on the program leader, who is also the Dean of the UP Open University's Faculty of Management and Development Studies, Dr. Primo G. Garcia. Let's all give him a warm round of applause.
Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Ikinagagalak po namin na nandito ngayon sa PCMC. Ms. Esra Mabutas, representing Dr. Jaime Montoya of the PCHRD. UPOU Chancellor Mel Bandalaria. Dr. Ruma Lee Corvera and Dr. Aida Nambayan of the Ruth Foundation for Palliative Care Education. UPOU Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Melinda Lumanta. Dr. Vince Gomez, Deputy Director for Professional Services, representing the Philippine Children's Medical Center, and members of the project team, our friends from the media, guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. According to recent data, around 200,000 pediatric clients around the world are diagnosed with cancer each year. This is expected to increase by 30% in 2020. Majority of pediatric cancer cases are from low-income countries. In the Philippines, abandonment of treatment among pediatric patients is high at 80%. Although multidisciplinary management is available and could potentially cure most of the cases, only about 10% to 20% actually attains long-term survival. These outcomes can be attributed to gaps in service, delivery for pediatric patients with cancer, including lack of properly developed palliative care programs and inadequate supportive care, and economic constraints on the part of the patients. To address these concerns, we need some sort of a middleman, a means for patients and service providers to meet the given the limited resources of our patients. With its considerable experience in e-learning and ICT for development, UPOU has looked into telemedicine as an approach to making palliative care services more accessible to more patients, especially those outside Metro Manila. In partnership with the Philippine Children's Medical Center and other stakeholders, we shall develop a web-based platform that will provide the patients, their caregivers, and even other healthcare providers with the opportunity to access information, services, and experts related to palliative care. In addition, UPOU will also develop and deliver an online training course on pediatric palliative care for our professionals in our partner hospitals in different parts of the country. Now, the UPOU's Faculty of Management and Development Studies, in particular its health programs, is pleased to be part of this initiative. This research program is in line with the college trust to contribute to addressing the sustainable development needs of the country through technology-based innovation and capacity building. As an institution of open and distance e-learning, FMDS has worked to increasing the access to graduate programs in management, development, and health studies. The program Aruga para sa batang may cancer dovetails with our core values of excellence, service, equity, and social responsibility. This program would not have been possible without the help of our partners. We would like to acknowledge the support of the Philippine Council for Health Research and Development for funding this initiative. We cannot do this without the Philippine Children's Medical Center, the Department of Health, and our partner hospitals in Legazpi, Cebu, Davao, and Baguio. Your medical expertise and healthcare support are essential to the success of this program. This program also expects to benefit from the network and expertise to be shared by the Ruth Foundation for Palliative Care and Hospice Care, and the technical assistance to be provided by our partners from the John Wayne Cancer Institute and the University of Washington Palliative Care Training Center. We also look forward to working with caregivers and families of pediatric patients to make sure that the system we design is suited to their needs. While this research is admittedly an offshoot of our academic pursuits, it is driven above all else by our collective desire to extend assistance to those who need it most, the sick children from disadvantaged backgrounds. We hope that through the cooperation among the partners and stakeholders, we could make a real difference in the lives of these children. On that note, I would like to welcome everyone to the formal launching of the research program Aruga para sa Batang May Cancer Initiative, a web-based pediatric palliative care service provider in the Philippines. Muli, maraming salamat po at magandang araw sa ating lahat.
Thank you very much, Dr. Garcia, for the warm welcome. So now, to give a message to the project's collaborators, let's welcome the Project One leader, Assistant Professor Loida L. Natividad Cahucom. Let's all give her a hand.
A pleasant good afternoon to everyone, especially to our esteemed guests, Ms. Ezra Mabutas, a representative from the Philippine Council for Health Research and Development, Dr. Hermine Hilde Valle, who is supposed to represent Department of Health, but unfortunately, wala pa po si Sir ngayon. Our team from the UPOU, our Chancellor, Dr. Melinda Bandalaria, UPOU Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Professor Melinda Lumanta, our partners from Ruth Foundation, Dr. Aida Nambayan and Dr. Rumali Corvera, Dr. Vince Gomez, the Deputy Director for Professional Services to represent PCMC, and of course, our initial partners for the planning, Dr. Rigor and Dr. Aviera. So, good afternoon po sa inyo and thank you very much for gracing this occasion. The journey towards the development and the approval of this project was quite tedious and long. We started our initial meetings way back 2015. I first presented my PowerPoint presentation to Dr. Rigor way back then. And they were talking about how we can make this work. And initially, we didn't have funding back then. So I took on the initiative to bravely open up about the project to the Dean of the Faculty of Management and Development Studies, Sir Primo Garcia. I was still an adjunct faculty back then. But I really believe that this project will help children with cancer, especially given the fact that the demographics in the Philippines shows that we have fewer experts compared to the bulk of the problem or the need that we need to face. And we want to bridge that gap. We want health to be accessible to these children so that their survival and eventually cure for cancer will be readily realized than what we have right now. So to our collaborators, especially to our main hospital collaborator, Philippine Children's Medical Center, I would like to actually push everyone to help us in actualizing the goals of this project, which is primarily to provide access for palliative care to our children with cancer so that we will be able to see them finish their treatments, be able to survive their illness, and if not, have a dignified death as children. Okay? So for our other collaborators like the Root Foundation, we rely on you in your expertise and your experience in already rendering palliative care to the grassroots. And we really hope that we can empower each other so that we can push for healthcare delivery in the grassroots, in the provinces, for the benefit of our children with cancer. For the UPOU people, constituents, our leaders from UPOU, we are looking up to you to support us in actually realizing, especially the technology part. This is what we envision, that UPOU will be a means for us to create a multidisciplinary and multi-sectoral program that will address problems in the society that will really impact the grassroots and the people. So we hope that we can count on our leaders in UPOU to help us develop the technology, the system, so that we can create and actually be able to render the services. Even though it's not face-to-face per se, we hope that we can provide the services through the website and through telemedicine so that all of us, doctors, nurses, even nutritionists, social workers, even our pediatric psychologists can help these people through this platform so that we can provide the needs that they have as cancer patients and as children of our nation. We know that they are the future of our country, so I guess it's high time that we prioritize them also in terms of their healthcare needs. And we hope that this program will really benefit all of them, and including their parents, so that they will not be burdened with the health situations of their children and be able to take care not just of their sick children, but the rest of their family, so that we can have a healthy population. Thank you very much po sa inyo.
Thank you, Ma'am Loida, for that very inspiring message. Of course, we would also like to ask for a brief message from the collaborators of the project. So let us first hear from the Chancellor of the UP Open University. A round of applause for Dr. Melinda de la Peña Bandalaria.
Maraming salamat. At magandang hapon sa ating lahat. Lalong-lalo na sa ating mga collaborators, partners, dito sa ating programa na inilulunsad ngayong hapon na to. Hindi ko na kayo iisa-isahin. Bawat isa na naririto ngayong hapong ito ay mahalaga, at inaasahan natin na magko-contribute. May gagawin tayo, magkakaroon tayo ng bahagi dito sa ating programang inilulunsad ngayon. Of course, special mention to our partners from PCMC, mga moms, mga doctors. Thank you also for hosting this afternoon's program. DOST, andito na bang ating mga kapartner from DOST? Ayan, oo. Root Foundation, I've met them earlier. And of course, to the champions and advocates of this project, congratulations. I know, more or less, alam ko na mahaba ang pinagdaanan bago natin narating yung stage na inilo-launch natin itong project na to ngayong hapon. So, ang pwede ko lang sabihin, congratulations at salamat sa pagtsatsaga hanggang sa maidala natin dito sa stage na to at maituloy natin dun sa vision na ating nakikita. Pagbati din sa aking mga kasamahan mula sa UP Open University, malaking hamon ang ibinigay sa atin ng proyektong ito at alam ko na kayo rin, buong puso at bigay todo ang effort na ibinibigay natin dito upang maging successful ang proyektong ito. Simula kanina, ang mga pagbati natin ay magandang hapon, magandang araw. Sabi ko, looking at the environment, we are in a hospital environment, looking at the children, ganyan. I'm hoping that through this project, we can say na maraming magandang araw at magandang hapon ang darating doon sa gusto nating alaya ng ating proyekto, ano? Especially doon sa mga batang may cancer. UPOU specifically puts premium to partnership and collaborations like this. Pwede nating sabihin na through partnership and collaboration, we were able to do more, we can reach more. Parang mas nata times 10 ang UPOU. Maliit lang po kasi ang UPOU. O konti lang ang mga taong nagwo-work. Yung tatlong faculty members na nakikita nyo rito, yung from the health sciences, si Rita, si Myra, nasan si Queenie, yan pong tatlong yan ay, ano ba, ang full-time faculty lang po ng OU ay 33. Tatlo po yung mga yan. So kung makikita nyo, ang unti namin. Pero through partnerships like this, yung tatlong yan, nagiging 30. Nagta-times 10. Kaya we put so much premium to partnership like this because we can do more and we can reach more. Kanina sinabi na I was informed that this is the first of this kind of a project like this in the country. Kaya very proud tayo in working for this project. Again, I would like to commend our project champions, the individuals who conceptualized the project design and even the coining of the project name, Aruga. The use of the term, parang may yung iba sinasabi, Aruga, but I think that the correct is Aruga. It's taking care, Aruga. Ano? It very much connotes the Filipino culture and how we care for our young. It implies love and nurturing. The challenge for us, project implementers, kanina sinabi ni ma'am, is how to translate this nurturing, this caring, this love, the Aruga, to the online environment. Malaking challenge yon. Which will be our platform in providing information and linking patients, specifically yung mga bata na may cancer, caregivers and healthcare providers to services and experts. The other short name of the project, ito lagi kong nakikita doon sa mga pinipirma kong request na dumadating sa opisina ko, ABC. Nung una sabi ko, ano ba tong ABC na to? Sabi kong ganyan. And then I realized, yung palang ABC is the acronym for Aruga sa Batang May Cancer. Okay. So, but for me, when I came to reflect on this, Aruga also connotes simplicity, order, and inform. No? So, for me, itong mga features na to na ini-imply or kinukonote ng ABC also speak of the nature of the project that we are launching today. It's simple to be better understood, madaling maintindihan. It is orderly and it is informed. Hindi tayo fake news. Okay? Hindi tayo fake news. Oo. So the use of the online platform also speaks of the values that UPOU adheres to, that of openness, inclusiveness, and sharing, that is making available to everyone the information and the opportunity to be linked to relevant services and expertise. For me, Aruga straddles both the professional and personal advocacy. Having had a personal encounter with this illness, I fully support all initiatives that will ease the burden not only of the patients themselves, but also the members of the support group, the family members who are likewise suffering. I remember during that time, I once asked a colleague at UPOU, sabi ko sa kanya, ang mahal palang magpagamot pag may cancer. And then I asked him, paano kung wala kang pera? Medical doctor yung kausap ko. Ang sagot niya sa akin, his answer was, gadimycin and phagespirin. Sabi niyang ganon. But through this project, the inclusiveness feature will provide another pillar of hope, which is medicine. And not just Googlespirin, sa Google, as the term implies, is where we resort to if we want information about anything. And that includes cures for all sorts of illness. Ano bang pwede kong gawin? May sakit akong ganito, may nararamdaman akong ganito. Mag-Google tayo. But this time, yung Google natin, yung search natin, can lead us to our website. At dito, expert opinion na ang makukuha natin. The problem here is ensuring the credibility when we go to just Google, the ensuring the credibility of the online resources which this project will also address. During my term as chancellor, I usually do two things every time a project like this is launched. The first is putting a hashtag for the project para mas madaling i-search, ano? That is for easy recall and online search. This project can have the hashtag Aruga, okay? Or even the hashtag ABC. So, i-ano na natin yan, mga to our young people, i-viral na natin yan, trending na natin, hashtag Aruga, hashtag ABC. The second challenge to the project implementers and advocates, for this hashtag Aruga to be more inclusive and accessible to the Filipinos, and that is making the web platform as accessible using the mobile gadgets. Earlier, I was talking to our friend from the media, si Ma'am Meli ng Radyo ng Pilipinas. Sabi niya, marami siyang nire-raise. Sabi niya, paano yun? Mayroong hindi marunong mag-internet, walang access sa internet. Paano natin sila maaabot? Sabi ko sa kanya, huwag kang mag-alala. Ia-address natin yung mga concerns na yan. And one of such concern is making this accessible through mobile phone. Ano lang yan? Madali lang yan. Mobile responsive lang ang sagot doon. So, using the mobile phone, ma-access na yung website. And we know that the Filipinos have high ownership of mobile phone. Kung gusto naman natin talaga na diretsong internet, yung mga